our ancestors' imagination, and that all of those legends were nothing but fantasy. But can something really be created out of thin air? For many years, I attended an international boarding school high up in the mountains of Switzerland. After the breakup of the Soviet Union, our school welcomed a few new students from the former USSR. I remember sitting in art class, and our assignment for the day was to draw a fantasy castle, a dream castle, floating in the clouds with shining towers and magnificent architectural features. The assigned project sent the entire classroom into a tizzy, and we started drawing with unbridled enthusiasm. Everyone, that is, except our three new Russian classmates. None of them touched their pencils. They just sat in front of their large, empty sheets of paper. "What's wrong?" the teacher asked. "Why aren't you drawing?" The students replied, "What's a fantasy castle? What does it look like?" "We've never seen one. Since we've never seen one, we can't draw it." What an extraordinary reaction. This incident underscores one point. If something has not been seen, then it cannot be invented. Translation, it is impossible to conjure up something out of thin air if the basic elements are